This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Kim Bocamper with us in here today, and we'll be getting into a lot of stuff as the Dolphins now. Senior Bowl's done. Now it's work on trying to figure out what you're going to do in free agent. Well, actually, well, they got to make some decisions on some guys, whether to keep them or not.
They got to
free
money
up
out.
Some money.
You know what? I years ago, I stopped worrying about the salary cap.
I agree.
You know, they can figure it out. They, you know, everyone's going, oh, the salary – somehow, some way, somehow, it works out.
And there's a little urgency to win this year.
Yeah,
to
even and, you know, more you stretch it out for somebody. You do this, you make this move, that move. So, I really don't even, you know, I know the writers do they because that's their job, but I don't even worry about.
Well, they
the
look at
cap.
Dead money down the road, and people are going, "I don't care about dead money down the road. I care about this year. What do you have?" Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's.
Let me ask you this one. So, the Terron Armstead is kind of. And you're close to Terron. You've done a lot of stuff with him. He sounds like he's not done. He looks like if this knee's okay, he'd like to come back and play.
Yeah.
And you got Patrick Paul, who's a second-round pick. He had good moments, and he had some, you know, growing pains in there, left tackle. What do you do on that one? Because I think you want Terron back because he's got great leader.
So I think Terron, if I was to guess – I don't think he comes back.
Okay,
because you know he was on one leg the last four games. He was like a revolving door. I mean he couldn't he posted the inside and he just couldn't press. And so, but look again, once you get out once you start to heal up a little bit,
start
you get
feeling
about
good
too much
in
you start feeling a little better and you're running. And I know Terron is kind of. Thinking forward about what he wants to do next. I think he wants to get into broadcasting and do some of the stuff. You know, he can see all these guys. I wouldn't be surprised if he's one of those guys that doesn't come back this year but goes in, but tries to coach a little bit. If they take him here and
do you want to work those kind of hours?
Well, no, I don't know.
Made a lot of money.
It may not be that kind of job, but it may be that kind of job where, hey, Terron, it's 6 weeks in. We need somebody,
Oh, he's great with the guys. He's great coaching.
No. He's
personally just to coach Patrick Paul.
And I know he likes Butch. I know he likes Butch Berry. He's like a fountain of knowledge with those guys.
Oh no, he's great.
So
I'll tell you what, he and Calais were fantastic with the young guys and part of their development. You know, it's funny if. Chop Robinson, Patrick Paul, always asking questions on how to get better.
Yeah.
You get guys like that, they're constantly wanting to get better and don't worry about having a bad play or a bad game. They got a chance. It's the guys that go into the crapper don't get their confidence back.
Well, I think the growth of Chop in particular, I mean, you could see it. And I remember sitting up there during training camp, Joe, and going, I don't know about this guy. And he was too close to the tackle, You know what I mean?
He got
playing.
Locked up to the He's, tackle
they,
too
and
much.
The tackle didn't even have to move. They just lock him up. And then and I remember talking to Teron a little bit later in the season, and I said, oh, he's kicking out now. He goes, well, that's what we were telling him. You need to widen out. Because if you widen out, what it does, it makes that tackle come to you now. And now you got an inside go and an outside go. And that's what those guys don't want. And
well, he's got great speed.
Once he started doing that, and I know Teron talked to him about it, and Calais talked to him about it. And that's the value of having guys
on both sides of the ball,
on both sides of the ball that are generous with their information and telling you what to do. So those guys, he owes a lot to those guys for getting him to where he was. And he played great towards the end of the year. It may be a deal where you keep Teron, and I think Calais, it seems like he's maybe leaning on coming back a little bit.
I think he comes back. He played too well to just quit.
And look,
he wants more money, but he'll come back.
But he kept talking about how much he loved playing down here, you know. So I think that's it. But you get, and maybe you don't start Teron. Maybe you work on Patrick Paul during training camp and get him in there and have Teron be the safety guy. If something like that, it's just either poor play or
injured, and then you got Teron.
But I think Patrick. Look, I think fundamentally Patrick Paul is a really good. Is going to be really good, and I think that the thing I liked about I don't care whether he played great or not, the snaps, the repetitions, seeing things, and then coming to training camp again and working on the deficiencies that he had last year, and I thought he played pretty well. You know, he had some things he had to work on, but from a fundamental, he's got a wide base, he's got long arms, he knows how to use them.
He's the perfect guy for physically. You know,
I think he'll surpass what Austin Jackson did next year. You know, it took Austin like 3 years.
Yeah, it took him a while to
get to
had to find a position
to get
him.
To that point. And I think Patrick, I think he's going to be about that next year.
So we got into this thing, and we're going to have Pete Prisco coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll talk to Pete here a little bit about this. But I did want to ask you, because this Tyreek Hill thing is it's been an interesting topic from everything going on. And he's dealing, obviously, with a little lawsuit with a big girl model now.
Yeah, well.
But anyway, I want to ask you about Tyreek Hill coming back, because I'm guessing he's going to come back. They're going to want him back. They would love for him to do all the things they need him to do with the team rules and stuff.
Yeah.
But the captain thing, is that a big deal to you or no?
It is. It is. Let me put it this way. I wouldn't be shocked if they gave it to him. I'd be disappointed if they gave it back to him. There's possibilities around the next year after that.
Yeah.
Maybe that year that you do it, if you know.
I got guaranteed money for two more years.
So if I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't, you know, and I'd be disappointed if this team, because Mike lets them vote for him. I'd be disappointed if the team voted for him.
So it is a team vote. Woody asked me, I didn't know if it was a coach's vote or team vote. The players vote?
It's a player vote. Yeah. It's a player vote. At least that's the way I understand it.
You think coaches ever go, I kind of want this guy in?
Well,
I think coaches ever
I,
said,
I would think there's probably is. Yeah, I think there's probably a lobby
for it. I like that this guy
would
be good for him to be a captain, too, and be out there with them.
Like if Hollywood was on a team and someone voted there and the coach heard that they were going to vote for Hollywood, he goes, no. That ain't going to work. No.
No Hollywood.
No.
No team captain Hollywood.
No.
Woody says if you don't make him a captain, that he could pout and Jimmy Butler, and I don't think his makeup is like that.
Who? Teron? I mean,
Tyreek?
No. Look, the one
that guy plays hard.
The one thing I don't
he took himself out of a game, but he plays hard.
You and I have seen it both. That guy, when he gets on the football field, he works hard.
Hard.
Practice.
Yes.
Game. And look, you go back to the first year he was here. I go back to the game that Baltimore with the big comeback in Baltimore. He pulled up a hamstring. It the last play of the first half or late in the first half went right into the locker room, and then I'm going, well, we won't see him the rest of the game. Comes right back out, and played the rest of the, played the whole second half. You know, and you know guys like yeah. you know those. Everyone knows that the wide receiver, they're kind of prima donnas.
A little different makeup.
We had the guys in San Jose State, the guys I played with. They go, well, my hamstring, well, it's not pulled, but it's a near pull, right? We had the near pull
guys.
Getting
real close.
We had the near pull gang over there, you know?
Hey.
But and Toronto, I mean, and Tyreek could have easily done that, but he didn't. He came back out and played hard. And so, yeah, his work ethic, I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
But
he works hard to practice every day.
So. Absolutely.
Hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We got Pete Prisco going to join us. Before that, though, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. There's a great sports medicine program. Bo and I are always talking about Baptist Health South Florida. It's got something for everybody, man. From any problems with your heart going on right now to anything else with a sports-related injury. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? I go, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, FIU, FAU. High school, college, and professional athletes from all over South Florida. Not to mention from all over the country. Come to see some of their specialists that they have for every part of the body. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. You go on and on with the list of doctors that they have to cover all of South Florida. From Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium, and of course, 595 and Pine Island Implantation. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist from CBS Sports, fresh off a week at the Super Bowl. Pete, I couldn't have been more wrong about a game. I thought it was going to be tight and the Chiefs going to win at the very end, and it was just an ass-kicking. How surprised were you to see that happen?
Very, that it was that big of margin. You know, look, I thought it would be a close game. I thought the Chiefs would find a way to win it late. But the fact that they just bullied them and pushed them around and beat them up, and it goes back to the old theory of, you know, why you win in the National Football League. It's, you know, blocking and tackling. If you're bigger, stronger, faster, and you could push people around, you're going to win a lot of football games, and the Eagles are proof of that. So, you know, kudos to them. It was a dominant performance, and I, for one, did not see that coming.
You know, it kind of a tribute to Vic Fangio, who, by the way, we had last year, and
oh yeah,
somehow didn't want to stick around.
But he was too mean.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, look,
he's still grumpy up there. He's still grumpy up there,
it's a good grumpy.
So you know, it was amazing how much pressure from the outset they were able to put on Mahomes. You know, they contained well. They got upfield, didn't give him, you know, kept that pocket in there where he couldn't get out. But without blitzing, I mean,
unbelievable.
You know, never putting a blitz out on the field and just pressuring Mahomes, like not only the initial wave of pressuring him, but when he tried to scramble, had nowhere to go. I'd never seen him in that kind of a mousetrap.
And he was seeing ghosts at one point. I mean, because he was seeing some phantom pressure. It got so bad. But, you know, if you go back and look at teams in the history who have had great defenses and have won in Super Bowls like that, you know, you go back to Seattle and they pressured with four.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to the Giants when they beat, Tom Brady and that undefeated team. They pressured with four.
Right.
If you can pressure with four and they can handle it, and the Eagles clearly did, then it allows you to do so many different things on the back end. And Mahomes started holding the football. And guys weren't, you know, we were at the game, and when you're watching it from high above, you can easily see guys weren't getting open.
Yeah.
And I think that was a problem for him, and he started seeing ghosts, and he was sped up, and it just was so out of rhythm and so uncharacteristic for him that defense was so dominant it took him out of his game.
So, you know, it's that time of year now for the quarterbacks, like 6-7 teams looking for quarterbacks. You got a couple guys in the draft that will probably get thrown in to start right away. But the rest of that, Pete's got to come from the free agents of Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, and Sam Darnold's going to start for somebody. So what's your thought? All three of those guys starters next year, would you say, for somebody?
But I tell you what, it's not a great situation to be looking for a quarterback.
No.
I know that much.
No,
not even in the draft. I mean, all the way across the board, it's just not a good situation. And there's so many teams that need quarterbacks that, yeah, I think Sam Darnold will be starting. I think the Raiders will make a play for him. I think that, you know, when you look at it, that makes a lot of sense. They have money, and they needed somebody in there that can throw the football around a little bit. Now, the concern with him is the last two games show that he's really had an aberration season, and he's more Sam Darnold than still the same old Sam Darnold than we saw during the season. That's always the concern. I don't think Russell Wilson starts. I think he's a backup or a bridge quarterback.
Wow.
Well, bridge quarterback until somebody, like a team that drafts a that's going to draft a quarterback might bring him in. Look, if you go back and watch him last year, other than the moonball pop-ups he threw to the sidelines to George Pickens, and Pickens made a lot of great plays on those plays, he doesn't throw the ball in the middle of the field. So I don't think he's going to start next year unless it's a bridge situation. And then I think Fields should go back to Pittsburgh. The Steelers should bring Fields back and then draft a guy, you know, in the second or third round and see what they can do with that. But you're right. It's not a great quarterback draft. And I know Miami fans love Cam Ward, but there's a lot of concerns in talking to people around the league about him. Shedeur Sanders, same thing. Now they're trying to prop up Jackson Dart. So I don't think it's a good situation if you're in a situation where you need a quarterback.
You left the one guy out, Aaron Rodgers. What do you think happens to him?
I think he's going to play.
You do?
I do. I think he'll play. Now, where he plays, it depends on the situation, too. If there's a right situation for him, I think he plays. Do the Steelers make a little look-see at him? Maybe. Would he go to Pittsburgh? It's not a great throw-it-around situation. It's not a great, team right now. They made the playoffs, but they weren't very good. Maybe the Raiders will knock on his door a little bit. Is that a good situation for him? It's not a team that's ready to win. So, I do think he wants to play. I just think the situation will dictate whether he does or not.
Yeah, but that guy, I mean, he brings so much baggage in with him.
He can still throw it. But you're right.
But
the last five games of the season, he's pretty damn good.
He had two great games.
And two of those five we know about.
Yeah.
We got to see him.
As soon as he got over this didn't look the same with the Achilles. And he talked, remember the year before, he's going to come back in December. Sure you were. You're 40 years old. Yeah. It's hard to come back from it. But at the end of the season, he started to look a little bit more like Aaron Rodgers again.
Yeah. No question about it. Hey, so I want to ask you, Roger Goodell's talking about making some changes. I want to ask you about a few of these. I like this one. I don't know how you guys feel. I want to ask both of you. Moving back the PAT. Moving the extra point back 5 yards. What do you think? From 15 to 20, moving them back, making it a little bit more difficult because now it's automatic most of the time with these guys anyway.
Well, how many times are you going to move it back? You moved it back from where
it was. Well, it was a high school extra, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what are you going to put it, a 60-yard field goal at some
point? I just don't want it to be just friggin' automatic.
You know what I'd like them to do? Just eliminate special teams. Put the ball in the 20 and play football.
Yeah. Really, Pete?
The kickoff stinks. Give me that whole thing is garbage.
Well, that was a whole scam to get the injury numbers down.
You want to start the game with just he's talking about starting the game just all right offense.
No, look,
put it out on 30. Yeah. Forget the kicks.
Well, and then play football. It's basically what it is anyway.
Yeah.
And then the other part of it is punt the punters have gotten so good that do you see returns ever anymore? I mean, there's no punt returns . And here's the other one. Put the damn ball out of bounds if you're scared of the returner.
The field goal guy, 50-yard field goals are nothing for these guys now. Might as well move back 10 yards.
All right, both of you guys, hold on a second. Darren Rizzi's in town on vacation right now. Hey, Riz, these guys don't want you to have a job anymore because we want to get rid of special teams.
You know, it's funny you say that, Joe, because at the owners' meetings last year, I was standing next to a guy from Jacksonville that heard me on the radio up at Jacksonville saying that, and he works for the Athletic, and he's saying that to me as I'm standing there. And John Fossil was there because they were changing the rules. He walked into the bathroom, and he came back out, and he looked, and the guy goes, "I didn't say it. He said it." I said, "Yeah, he said it. Of course I said it." I go, "Get rid of special teams." I go, "You guys always say it's a third of the game." No, it's not. It's about 16% of the game when you really look at that, and that counts extra points. So, and he goes, "You want us out of jobs?" I said, "No, go coach something else. Special teams stink."
You know, if I was a head coach, and they're going to keep that kicking rule in, I'd get rid of half of those special teams guys on the roster, because if they're not going to run down on kickoffs, why do you need those types of guys bolster your lineup in other ways rather than because no one's going to run.
I think those
things came back, so you keep your defense in and your offense in for the punt returns.
You're going along with Pete. You guys are both crazy.
I am.
Getting rid of special.
Why aren't teams just kicking the damn ball out of the back of the end zone too? Why even risk getting a return? What's the big difference to put the ball at the 30? Some teams think they can cover it and get better field position.
You saw the thing when they sent it around for the kickoff, And they said that, you know, they wanted the kickoffs to end at 26 yard line, at 26 yards. And if you look at the stats, they're right about 26.
Yeah,
they pinned it right. So what?
You know, we had seven, by the way.
So just put the ball in the 26 and start the game.
You know, we had seven kickoff return touchdowns?
Well,
and you guys want to get rid of it. Seven.
Seven. Out of how many?
Well, zillion. Yeah. But, yeah.
I mean, it's just not worth it. I mean, I want to watch football. I don't want to watch special teams. I mean, and then the extra points, the hoopla, who cares? You know, okay, if you want to do an extra point, put it on the two every or the three every time and play football from there. I'm okay with that.
Just play two-point conversion. All right, so I want to ask you guys this one. They're talking about trying to figure this technology thing out so we don't have that. Was it a first down or not on a quarterback sneak by Josh Allen? We should be there just about by now, shouldn't we, with all the friggin' technology we have in the world to be able to figure that out or no?
Well, the technology is there, but what about the spotting of the football? You know, that's the problem. Yeah. Okay, you know, if there's technology in the ball to measure it, okay, that's one thing. But did they spot it right? And can you have technology to spot the football? That's the question.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm with you. They can, you know, Elon Musk can get a rocket to come down. They can grab it out of the sky, you know, and latch onto it. And they can't get the football to be measured the proper way. Give me a break. If they really want to do it, they can do it.
They got to keep the chains, though. That's just like a traditional thing.
Yeah, we got to keep the chains.
Which may be one of the more stupid things that they've got is, you know, like you said, you got Elon Musk and doing this, and you got guys running out in the field with a chain and the link's kinked up or something. It makes a difference.
Would you guys want to see more of reviewing? He's talking about reviewing some extra things here down the road.
Why not
add a
do
few
the
more.
Replay assist? You look, I think the
can we
game
do it quickly?
Gotten, yeah. I mean, I think the game has gotten too fast for just – first off, they need to add another official because the game is so fast and spread out, different than when you guys used to play. Yeah. That you need the extra official, so add him to the field, but also do the replay assist. If you see a mass grab, why can't that be a penalty?
And do it quick, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, no, just no. Do it quick. You can do it quickly. You don't got to go back to New York. You can just do it right there in the stadium. You know, they do replay assist when there's not a catch right away. They go, that's a replay assist. You know, it's not a catch.
Well,
so why not?
Half of those replays, some knucklehead that's watching the game on TV knows it before they even – because when you see that first review, oh, that's not it. And then it takes them another 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's a problem.
To make that call. The other thing, too, you know, I think they have put too many things on these officials' plates. You know, these guys have a lot of things to look at. And I'm just looking at one thing in a snap. Guy's got to look at this. Let me look at this tackle. Let me look, you know, so that one extra, that I agree with you, that one extra official could take some of that off those guys and give them a little bit more room to be a little bit more correct when they make those calls.
You know, here's the other thing. The officials, people have been bitching about the officials since football started being played. I mean,
it's just
now there's more camera angles and more people have social media and everything else. You see it more. When you guys played, they still bitched about the officials.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is. And it, you know, to sit here and say that officiating is bad and it's terrible. No. It calls all even out in the grand scheme.
Well, if you look,
I'm a big
if you look at, you're talking about plays that they don't make. Look how many plays that are close that they make, that they're good calls, that you know they get it absolutely right,
right.
On a bang bang play, that you know in a spur of a moment that they get right, and they're proven right much more than they're proven wrong.
Oh, no question. It's become real popular though. For everybody out there to bitch about officials. I think it's like, yeah, forget the game. I want to just talk about a couple plays I saw that were real bad. Hey, Pete, real quickly, what do you think about Tyreek Hill? We got to bring him up. All of a sudden, he pops up on Friday. You were up there and does an apology tour. That surprise you?
No, not when you consider his cap number and the money he's making. I mean, I'd be apologizing, too, all over the place. But you know what? It's one thing to apologize. It's another thing to live it. Talk it is one thing, but live it. And again, I go back to what I said when I was with you guys last time. It's up to the head coach. It's enough of the crap. Enough of the, you know, well, we find him, and maybe we hope he shows up, and maybe if he's late next time, we'll find him again. And if we find him again, oh, maybe he'll show up. No! You gotta start handling your business. This isn't... These aren't high school kids. They're grown men, but they got to be treated with you guys. They got to treat you with respect, and you have to treat them with respect. If they don't treat you with respect by following your rules and you're finding them and it's not working, then you have to do something else.
What else can you do, Pete?
Who knows?
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. Because Bo wants to bench him You wanted to bench him, and then he wanted to humiliate him in front of the whole team. He wanted to Don Shula
that guy,
him.
You sit that guy. That guy's late. And you stand up there, and you go, oh, you got 52 guys in here that can be here on time. But you, we got to wait for you. You can't be on time. And then you take that little red dot that you got in that laser thing. And every time the guy makes a mistake, well, hey, maybe if you were on time, you wouldn't do that. You beat that guy down until he's a whimpering dog.
Yeah, but you know what, though, Bo?
Yeah, dude, that.
Don't. Maybe back then, maybe when you played that work.
Believe me, it did work.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work now. And no. By the way, is he the only one that's late? Obviously not.
No.
I mean, and people follow the lead of the guy who's
that's
the star
true.
Who
yep.
does do that.
That's
so
true.
I think that's on the head coach. He's got to, but again.
Yeah.
When you let your kids run wild for 12 years and then they end up, year 13, you want to discipline them. They're not going to be disciplined. So I don't know how he's going to turn that thing around.
But I felt like a dog on a leash.
You know what,
I felt like a dog on a leash. Joe dragged me right. He knew right where he was taking me to.
Hey, Pete, you old school. You know what? You old Don Shula, boy. You just Don Shula'd the whole thing right there. Pete, thank you, man. Appreciate you coming on.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports. It didn't take much to get him going either. I got both you guys going. That was so easy. Hey, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Oh, my boy in the other room is going, Joe, I love talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Woody knows how good he is. He got his mortgage done there, too. Hey, when it comes to getting a mortgage, getting it quickly, getting the best rates, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage really has no life. That guy is working, and I'm talking about 7 days a week. You can call or text him, Google the reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, find out what they're saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. It's good stuff, and I want to let you know, first-time home buyers, he's got great rates and a great program for you. Can get you the best rates. Self-employed and been declined by the banks? No problem. Michael Kotze's got a program for you, too. Reverse mortgages, as popular as any of them. If you're 62 and older, you and your spouse, you qualify with all that equity in your home you could really use. Reverse mortgage might be perfect for you. Hey, Michael Kotze wants you to give him a call and let him help you. Call or text him. Any question you have to get it started today, the service is spectacular. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender with 35 years experience. All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody. I want to thank Pete Prisco from CBS for joining us a little bit to talk, and always entertaining. Kim Bocamper in the house with us as well. But we got to go to one of our favorite restaurants right now in Los Olas in Broward County, brand spanking new and smoking hot, Catch and Cut, seafood, stone crabs, sushi, great steaks. I could go on and on. And the guy behind the whole scene there, Chef Andre, joins us this morning. Chef, how you doing, bud? And thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning. I like that introduction. Pretty nice. I'm going to put you at the front door.
Well, there you go.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'd probably run somebody. I'd make a comment and somebody'd be upset. But, hey, I got to tell you, man, it's so funny. I was talking to some of the family, and they're going, yeah, they've got the chef over there. Like, he was at Joe Stonecraft for 26 years. He's like the big wig over there. And I go, yeah. And he's kicking butt right now over at the other place, Chef. You guys, congratulations, man. What a great start.
Yeah, thank you. I feel like the Eagles. We're in our first quarter here, and we're doing very, very well. We came out of the gate, and it's amazing talking to our customers, which are really going after the local clientele. And they're like, God, you feel like you guys have been open for years. I said, no, we're only in our third week. So we're getting a lot of great comments from the locals is what we want.
Joe, Chef Andre is he's an old school guy. He's a lot like Don Shula. He demands perfection every day.
He's not and like, if you're late.
I walked in one day, and he was dressing him down pretty good right there. I said, Chef, way to go, man. And the thing about him is it's all about service, and great food. And boy, I tell you, it's working out really well right now.
Hey, Chef, I got to ask you, so is it more about the catch, or has it been more about the cut with clientele coming in?
We started off thinking this is going to be a heavily seafood, and it's actually been the opposite. We've been selling a lot of steaks, which is great. But yeah, steaks are definitely a prominent item on the menu here.
Let me ask you. So some of the other things, the stone crabs, so sushi, all those things still on the menu.
Yeah, all on the menu. We have Chef Yomo. People are absolutely, I've had a lot of friends come in and like, sushi, you guys are going to be good at it. They've walked away. They've been blown away with the quality of our sushi here. And Yomo fits the part. He's fantastic at what he does. I don't even interfere with Yomo. Whatever Yomo wants to do, Yomo gets. And he's a one-man show with his crew. And listen, it's a really nice touch to the addition to the menu. So I was excited to have him on the team.
I have to say this. I think Chef's been down a little bit because Tom Brady's been getting some bad reviews for his broadcasting. And
I thought Tom was good the other day.
I thought he was
so
good too, but
you
know,
ripping Brady's broadcast.
You know, I got to spill the beans. Chef's a New England guy.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, I'm a New England guy.
Which is good because he's got that New England, that Nantucket kind of lean towards the menu and stuff.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna see some stuff like that coming out of him. But yeah, he wears that blue and blue and silver.
Chef, I don't feel sorry for you for what you did to the rest of us in the AFC East for 20 yards. You can kiss my rear end, man, what you're going through. You deserve this a little bit.
When Kim comes in the restaurant, that's all we talk about is the Patriots and the Dolphins. But let me tell you, we got a great team over there. Real excited for the future of this restaurant.
Well, that's great. And Chef, by the way, the parking thing, boy, the valet parking, we don't talk about that, but that's great to hear too, to make it nice and easy for people coming in and out of there. So, Chef, I just wanted to thank you, man. Thanks for coming on and really excited. I'm on my way out there with the wife here soon, so thank you.
I appreciate it. Look forward to it. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Chef Andre, we'll let him get back to the family there and appreciate it, though. Catch and cut.
He's
Los
tough,
Solis
man.
Boulevard.
Joe, he's tough.
Is he?
He's tough.
He sounds like such a, you know.
Yeah, man. No. Hey, he's a bulldog.
You run Joe's for 26 years.
Yeah, you're right.
That
yeah.
machine.
Yep.
That thing, right?
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
That's just such a great get to get him over there. So it's really good stuff. Hey, Bo, so we've been talking about all these different things with the Dolphins. I wanted to ask you how you took the Bobby Slowick, adding him as your former offensive coordinator for the Texans, now going to be pass coordinator, senior pass coordinator. I took that Mike said, I need some more help with the passing game.
Yeah, when Mike first got here, I mean, it was a dynamic passing game. And last year, the previous year, where you got Tyreek scratching the door on 2,000 yards and a big play, 70 points in a game.
Right, every game.
And this and that. The games you lost were shootouts. And so you expect that. And then somehow it bogged down this year, Joe. I mean,
don't say too deep, as long as you don't
say
too
deep. No, I'm not saying too deep. I've said that enough. But, you know, I think when you look at the numbers, and these numbers started to come out kind of in the middle of the year, like the percentage of passes that were behind the line of scrimmage was a big number. You know, those little wide receiver screens, all those little quick passes out there, not going downfield and putting it down there. And so I think that, you know, you need to trying to rejuvenate that a little bit. And I know the quarterback coach, I'm slipping my mind right now.
Bevel.
Darren Bevel, really close with Tua. But I think they need another set of eyes on that passing game. And so Bobby Slowick comes in and see what he can do. And it indicates a little bit too that Mike is looking for the combination. Mike is looking for the chemistry and things that to get going.
I wonder
because I think he wants to get back. I honestly believe he wants to get back to that shoot 'em up offense that you can score quickly. You get more chunk plays and those types of things. And let the running game be effective, but be effective in part because that run or that passing game is opening the door for a little more dynamic runs.
So what about this too? This the other part of this is: do you think he wanted to oversee the team a little bit more too, and not be so zoned in worrying about?
Well, look,
he's still going to call the plays.
Mike's he's said I'm calling plays. He's adamant about calling plays. But there is a point where, you know, and look, I've seen Mike, I'm down on the sideline a lot, and I've seen Mike come over to the defense and kind of work with them, talk to them, encourage them. But I'd like to see more of him being able to be that, because he's such a good motivator for these guys. These guys like him. He speaks their language. And, you know, some of those times where if the offense or if the defense is on, or if the offense is on the field, where he can, if you got a defense that's kind of down in the dumps a little bit, where he can go in and contribute there. So,
yeah.
But there, I think there's a common ground. But he's not going to give up. Not going to give up the league.
No, I don't want him to. He's creative. We just, and again, I think he's got to get better players at certain positions and go right back. I don't think there should be a day we don't mention this till the season starts back up. We got to upgrade the offensive line.
No question. No question. Look, I've been saying this for years, and now it's. And look, we just saw the Senior Bowl, and the Senior Bowl is really a good, you know, barometer.
Now juniors and barometer seniors
for
can
who's
go,
out
so
there.
Better quality.
And what's been said about the Senior Bowl is this senior year, you had Charles Davis on. He said, with the stars in the Senior Bowl, offensive and defensive line.
Yeah.
So if you've got that, if you've got that group there that's in that mode, why don't you take advantage of them? Because certainly it's something. Look, you could get by with Aaron Brewer for another year. But boy, I think those two guards need to be an upgrade. And look, these guys played as well as they could play, but it needs to be an upgrade. And you watched Philadelphia all year. That offensive line, some of those offensive lines.
God, they look good.
You know, jeez. Dynamic and
across,
you know,
the board.
and playing in the second level. You know, so.
I'm with you. No. Hey, we've got the 9 o'clock hour coming up, man. Time is flying today. Kim Bocamper in the house with us here. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Oh, the old family is at it again, man. The family of 35 years in the business. We lost Big Daddy Lenny, but we didn't lose Eric and the boys. They're still all over there and working and doing great work for everybody. And those guys have all been together for a long, long time. 35 years, 135 trucks on the road, 7 days a week with the best people, trained and certified technicians, licensed, experienced plumbers to take care of all your problems 7 days a week. Need a new air conditioning unit? Need a new water heater? We got a warehouse full of all different sizes for you, so it's never a problem at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Next time you have any kind of problem, the goal every day, especially with box trucks filled with all-size Rheem water heaters and air conditioning units, is to get out there quickly so you never have to go without air conditioning and you never have to go without hot water. Same-day installation is always the goal. Financing plans to help you out and still family-owned and going strong. Next time you have a problem, you can always trust the great work at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I'm going to the plumbing site, 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.